This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Israel says it received a rocket warning in the north of the country, the first time sirens have been heard there since conflict between Israel and the Palestinians flared up again earlier this week. It's a sign the long-running Middle East situation may be worsening. The rising violence between Israel and the Palestinians is disrupting U.S. air travel to the troubled region. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The top three U.S. airlines that fly to Israel have suspended those flights amid the escalating violence, the worst seen since 2014. American, United, and Delta Airlines have suspended flights for at least the next couple of days, with the main airport in Tel Aviv receiving rocket fire and Israel targeting the Gaza Strip. Representatives say the airlines are monitoring the situation for when they might resume those flights. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas late Wednesday, urging an end to rocket attacks fired from Gaza by Hamas militants. The top diplomat also spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for both sides to de-escalate. The European Union's executive branch is calling on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of COVID-19 variants. Meanwhile, a panel of international independent experts say the world bungled the COVID-19 response. AP's Rita Foley has more.
The experts faulted countries worldwide for a slow response to COVID-19, saying most waited to see how the virus was spreading until it was too late to contain it, leading to catastrophic results. They reviewed the World Health Organization's response to the pandemic, saying it should have the right to investigate emerging outbreaks wherever they are. That prompted an international political expert to ask, what nation is going to let the WHO in to investigate without its permission? Other experts criticized the panel for failing to hold the WHO and others accountable for their actions during the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley.
And this is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee on Wednesday downplayed concerns over Japanese public opinion, calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be canceled amid a state of emergency to curb surging COVID-19 cases. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Opposition in Japan seems to have hardened against an Olympics that cost at least $15 billion of mostly taxpayers' money.
We're fully concentrated on delivering the games.
Mark Adams says the IOC is listening but won't be guided by public opinion. The games are supposed to start in July. Coronavirus states of emergency in Tokyo and elsewhere in Japan have been extended. Adam says around 7,800 athletes have qualified for the games, 70% of the total quota.
There are a lot of sporting events going on around the world now, and I think this one will be the kind of the real tentpole moment that will bring the world together.
Adams also said a large and growing number of participants will be vaccinated before arriving at the athlete village in Tokyo. I'm Ed Donahue.
A three-day ceasefire agreed by the Taliban and Afghan forces begins today after weeks of intense clashes throughout Afghanistan. The truce marks a Muslim holiday at the end of the fasting month of Ramadan. Violence has intensified in the country since Washington missed a May 1st deadline agreed with the Taliban last year to withdraw all its troops. The U.S.'s largest pipeline is restarting 6 days after a ransomware attack prompted it to shut down the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Colonial Pipeline says it will take several days for the product delivery supply chain to get back to normal, and service interruptions are still possible during the startup period. For drivers, especially in North Carolina and Virginia, the shutdown brought fuel shortages, dried up gas tanks, and spurred extra long lines.
I got things I gotta do, things I gotta go, things I gotta do.
Jamar Gaddison's also an Uber Eats driver. He had to take the day off because of the fuel lines and cost.
I don't wanna have to sit in the line.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of gasoline ticked above $3 for the first time since 2016.